Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome to the Overseas Connection Podcast, episode 431. I am your sassy host, responding from last week, Nicole Radowski. With me tonight, we have a special guest. We have Dan Natman from the Gamesman RPG.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're dizzy, but I'll get into that later.
Alrighty, we'll have time for that here in a bit. Alright, and also with us tonight is Mark, sometimes right.
Oh!
Hello. Yes, Mark Annex on Xbox Live, PSN, Steams, Twitters, everything else. You sassy hosting again.
Yes, I'm sassy hosting again.
You're not going to get...
So that means I didn't get fired.
Yay!
I know, right? I'm all excited about that. And saving the best for last, we have with us the very lovely and my dear friend, Kim Woods.
Hi, everybody. How the hell are you? You all good?
We're probably all better than your squirrels at the moment.
I know. I at least got the show notes to load, so now you just have to put up with me sweating because it's hot here, as it is most everywhere. So, you know.
Yes. There is that. The absolute worst weather in a very long time. I'm tired of the heat. Tired of
it.
This for the UK folks, it's 42 for Kim and I.
Wow.
Wow.
That is hot.
Yeah. We're talking steaming, boiling, spontaneously combusting. Anything. I had this when I was telling somebody that I felt like a steamed dumpling. Like you walk outside.
I saw on Twitter the other day. There was a car, it was from Arizona, and there was a car with a baking tray on the dashboard behind the windscreen, and the cookies were baking in the car. It was that hot.
It's that hot.
You can do that. If it's in the 120s Fahrenheit in your car, it will be hot enough to actually bake cookies. That is sad and pathetic.
Welcome to America.
I know.
I think I'd be at the beach. Yeah.
You'd want to be.
Beach would be good. That's a 6-hour drive, and I don't want to make it.
I was going to say, I don't even want to know how far it is for me, so
I'm looking at my
minutes. Well, let's see,
I'd say Dan's right next to the coast, but I'm 60 miles either way, so it's not too bad for me.
14-hour drive for Kim. I had to think how many hours it was from my house to hers.
Yep. So, you know. Get that though.
Yeah. And somebody forwarded podcast, so whoever did that, thank you. Yes, podcast quiz. I now have it.
Yay!
No.
Quiz. All right.
And I've got a new jingle. You know what I said, I'm going to mix Fraser in with a jingle because it was a bit boring on its own. I've done that now. That's a nice treat for you later.
Okay, I get a treat.
Yeah.
Now I feel like a puppy. Thank you. Nicole, here you go. Here's the treat. Oh, I better not say that too loud. My dogs will start barking.
Mine's going nuts.
So, Dan, you were going to tell us why you felt dizzy?
Yeah, I've contracted labyrinthitis this week. So, for the past week or so, I've been really dizzy. It's an inner ear infection, viral. So, can't take anything to sort it out. And it sucks. I haven't really been able to play much because
that messes everything with your vertigo, doesn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was vertigo, but no, it's just an inner ear infection. So it's starting to clear up though. So hopefully I'll be able to play something tomorrow without feeling like I'm going to vomit. Yeah,
that would be a plus. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I've spent most of the week lying down because whenever I stand up, I feel like I'm going to fall over. So I've watched all of Star Trek Enterprise this week. Yeah.
I couldn't answer that.
I'm like, which one is that one?
That's one with Scott Bakula.
Yeah, that's the one. It's terrible. The intro music is awful. Star Trek shouldn't have people singing at the beginning of it and electric guitars. It should be brass bands and uplifting music. But no, there's some guy with a husky voice singing about how he's got faith.
Yeah. When I started watching that, all I could see him as was Sam from Quantum Leap.
Well, there's a great episode where the other guy in Quantum, I can't remember his name, he turns up in it. And I was like, he's got to say, oh boy, but he didn't.
Yeah, I never got to see that one. I'm not a big Scott Bakula fan or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I watched it because, you know, September the new series is coming out, and so I thought I'd get in the mood. So
yeah, I've been binging Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I don't tend to watch much TV apart from when I'm ill. So
gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, that's been my week really. Not much. Just trying to keep warm
and heal.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't having a vicious summer like we are, right?
Thunderstorms.
It's quite nice though.
Flooding.
Yeah.
There's a village near me that, well, about an hour or so from me that flooded the other day. So yeah, we've had a lovely summer.
Oh yeah, I heard about that village. Yeah.
Did you get surfing done though? Did you get to go surfing at all this summer?
I've been a couple of times. I was hoping to go this week, but yeah, not being able to stand kind of makes that a little bit tricky. But I'm going to be going as soon as the waves pick up. So maybe tomorrow, maybe next week sometime. But can't wait.
Well, we're sending our shit weather your way, so.
Yeah, I prefer it when the weather's nice and there are waves. It doesn't happen very often, but
yeah. Yeah, but by the time our shit weather gets to you, it's cooled off.
And picked up a load more water from the Atlantic.
And then the rains die down, so you don't really get shit weather. It's not fair, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mark, what's going on in your world?
Game of Thrones started. That was cool. First episode was really good. So
I heard it was pretty intense the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So I'm going to spoil the shit out of it. Godzilla comes and eats them all. No, I'm not really. No, I'm not, I won't spoil it. No, yeah, it's really good.
Okay, let's mix genres. It's the Japanese version.
Yeah.
I heard there's an odd cameo in it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking ginger twat. Ed Sheeran, yeah. Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching it, I'm thinking, is that Ed Sheeran? And it was. So, and Gary, Amros89, recognised him by his voice. So,
well, wow. I think he goes to sleep listening to Ed Sheeran every night. So.
Yeah, and I've been playing musical hard drives as well. I've been swapping hard drives around from one machine to another. The PS4... I put a 2 terabyte in ages ago when I was mainly playing on PS4, and my computer's got full, and that's a 1 terabyte, so I've swapped them over. So the PS4's downgraded to 1 terabyte now, and I've got a 2 terabyte in my PC now for all my games.
Nice. Do you know what I have, Mark?
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly. Yeah. Shit, zero, goose egg, nada. Yeah. I have whatever is in my console. So my son went and deleted a whole bunch of stuff the other day so we'd have room. He's like, I want to play this game. And I'm like, there's no room. He goes, oh, but there will be. And I'm like, but I play that. He goes, not anymore.
Well, PS4, like, they're supporting external drives now, aren't they, like Xbox? Because I've got a 3 terabyte external on the Xbox. But with PS4, it's really easy to put a hard drive in anyway.
I need to, and I know I need to, but my priorities right now have nothing to do with the Xbox that I currently have and the PlayStation. Because I'm really considering an X for myself because I'm tired of fighting both of my children for my Xbox. We'll see how that goes.
It hasn't even gone up for pre-order yet. I think it's still in it's still in the FCC approval thing, isn't it, in the States?
Mm-hmm. I'm not in a hurry. because school's coming up and that Xbox is always an excellent bargaining chip.
True.
So I'm not in a major hurry, but it'll, cause, and I know it's going to take some time to save up that kind of cash because I don't dance on poles for money. So
wait, do it for a living, you mean you
don't have any money.
You dance on poles for free, do you?
God.
You said you don't do it for money.
I don't do it at all. No, that did not deserve that.
No. So, just as you're getting ready for your kids to go back to school, ours are breaking up. Some broke up yesterday, and the majority around here are breaking up on Tuesday for summer. So, that's weird.
Wow.
They have
yeah, and it's horrific, because they all come down to Devon, and the traffic is so...
Yeah,
that's when you don't go anywhere. You hole up in your house for a week.
That motorway where you... past Exmouth, is it the M5 going towards Devon and Cornwall? That is always chocker, isn't it?
And the A303 around Stonehenge, that's always.
Yeah. I once went to Cornwall camping and I had a car with a trailer on my back and we set off through the night and we got to the services just after Exmouth and we pulled in the services, it was 4 a.m. and it was like middle of the day, there was just people everywhere. The car park was full, people were laid out on the car park floor having a snooze. Oh god, it was mental. I've never seen it like it.
Well, for a start, you went too far. You should have stopped in Devon and stayed there.
That's, right, that's still on my list to go, is Devon, I've been to Cornwall quite a few times, but never been to Devon.
It's good. North Devon, we've got some great beaches. And highly recommend it.
All right. Kimmy.
Yes.
What have you been doing that's been exciting? More house?
Yes, we hung the cabinets in the pantry Wednesday. We managed to do that without, you know, killing ourselves in the heat. So, yeah, that's pretty much about it, because, like I said, it's been 1,000 degrees on the sun, so that's kind of zapping any energy we have to do anything else. So,
I know, I'm ready for a nap right now. I totally feel you.
Oh, yeah. So I think tomorrow, though, he's planning on going to Home Depot to pick up the flooring for the mudroom, the pantry, and the bathroom. So I'm sure we'll start that next week. And I've been moving some stuff off and on. So, like I said, my plan is just to get in there by next week. Like I said, the last 3 days of hellish heat have kind of screwed things up. But my plan is by this time next weekend, I'm going to be over there, guests or not. I don't care.
So by Labor Day, you'll be...
Yes, by Labor Day, I will be in that bitch. So, yeah.
Because, I mean, that gives you all of August.
So this is the last time we're going to see that wood paneling on the podcast.
Okay, well, I don't know. It depends. If they get my internet hooked up, then yes, you know. Because I'm still waiting for them to get the internet hooked up, because they're still running the fiber optic to all the different people around here. So they haven't got mine completely connected yet, so I'm still waiting on that. So, but if I have to, we've already talked. I can find long phone cord, and I can run it out a window to the other house. We can make it work. So there are ways.
I will send you a long ethernet cable, because I have like a 25-footer.
So, yeah, there are ways. We are looking into things, so...
I'm like, we will get you hooked up, girl.
That's right. There will be internet one way or another. You might not want to walk around one side of the house because you might, you know, clothesline yourself. But otherwise, there will be internet one way or another. Right?
Hang little red flags off of it so, you know, people will be aware, or those bright orange ones.
Yeah, exactly. You know, low-hanging internet cable.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Other than the heat, we're making, you know, slow progress. So, assuming it cools off like it's supposed to tomorrow and the rest of the week, we can do some more, I hope. Or we'll just eventually die because, you know, 1,000 degrees, it's just going to cook us to death. So,
we're going to turn into a big fat steam duffling. Just pop.
That's it. Human combustion, you know. There'll be little pieces of me everywhere. It'll, you know.
That's what I'm waiting on, for somebody to spontaneously combust in this nasty-ass heat.
Right? And I mean, I like hot weather, but gee, many Christmas, this is ridiculous.
I don't like hot weather, so...
I'd rather it be hot than cold.
Same here. I would rather, you know, be warm than freezing my ass off in, you know, 0 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my weather app says today's a hot mess express.
Yeah, what did mine say? Mine was hotter than Satan's mistress. So
pretty damn hot right there. It says it's 35 plus the heat index.
Yeah, I think last I looked, it felt like 112. So,
yeah. Yeah, that makes me, with the humidity, 109. Fuck that. Sorry. Yep. Pardon my French.
Yeah, we come back in from doing the chores this morning. Dad sat down in his chair. I sat down in mine. I looked at him and goes, well, I guess that's all we're doing today, huh? Yep.
Yep. Yeah, and speaking of heat, I've been in and out of the heat trying to get the kids ready for school, buying supplies and clothing because it is the tax-free weekend. So I saved, $20 on my 200 and whatever I spent on the kids for back-to-school supplies and clothes, which isn't much. And then
It's $20 towards your Xbox One X.
No, it's actually, see, I don't look at it like that. It's $20 towards more clothes for the kids. Because I'm like,
it's too warm.
We went today to the mall and actually bought clothes at the mall. I hate the mall. But the store my daughter loves is there. So we went there and bought 4 or 5 shirts from them and a pair of jeans and another shirt for her and then another shirt for my son. That was about all I could handle. I was like, I'm done. I don't like walking in and out of the heat on these hot. On the hot asphalt. I don't like getting into a car that, you know, I can bake cookies in. And I even had the little sunshade up in my windscreen so that it wouldn't get too hot, and it was still miserable hot in there. So I'm over it. I'm done. I'm ready to move on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, can we have fall now?
I'm thinking about putting a jumper on because I'm actually quite cold.
If I could totally bitch slap you right now, Dan, I would. Better be glad I love you because I'm all jealous. I am a lot jealous. Well, we're going to leave. Let's see. We'll start with Kim, who played nothing.
I played nothing other than House Building Simulator 2007 or 2017. And, you know, how the hell do we escape the heat? So that's all I've been playing, you know.
Not even Clash? Nothing?
Yeah, Clash. But, I mean, I've discussed that to death. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I played Solitaire. So, you know, I guess I could describe that. But, you know, I don't know what idiot doesn't know how to play Solitaire. So, I don't, you know.
No, you're good. You didn't download Township yet so you can join my little clan?
Well, but I'll look into it because I'm always looking for something new to play when I get bored of something else. So I'll check into it.
You said it Township was shit last week.
Okay.
Yes, be my friend. Because I don't have any friends on that game.
I'm surprised you haven't suckered Janine into playing it yet or something. She's always
I
into that
stuff. I sent
her
a text and she said, no more games. I was like, okay, fine. Sorry.
I'll download it and check it out for you.
It's cute. It's a farm simulator, a little town building farming. You'll love it. It's just like home.
Yeah, it's just like what I do now. Yay.
Love it. And I know that, I'm just going to throw this out there. Myself and Mark and Dan all played the Destiny beta, so we'll leave that discussion for last.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear, Mark, about your Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, everyone knows by now that I love Elite Dangerous. And
You do? I'm shocked.
After I fit the hard drive, I just wanted to sort of like relax with some Elite, but I wanted to do something different than what I've normally done for quite a while. So I've known they've been there, but I've never done them. There's something called community goals. So every week, the developer, Frontier Development, set community goals. And they're like, deliver so-and-so supplies to this station because it needs to build something, or there's a famine, or there's a war going on. Or there'll be something like, take out the pirates in this area. So I signed up to the... What? There's pirates
like,
in the game.
Pyrex. Not... And then I'm like, oh, pirates.
Yeah. Open your ears, woman. So
go on.
So I signed up to the Community Goal last week, and I took a load of stuff. It made me, well, it didn't make me, but I bought another ship now, bought a transporter ship, so it's I can carry more goods in one go. And I quite enjoyed it. It was nice and relaxing going backwards and forwards, delivering all the stuff. And I managed to get quite up high up in the tiers, because the more you deliver, the more rewards you get. And I ended up getting paid 9 million credits for doing this community goal. So I signed up to the other one now, so I'm doing another one this week. So it's quite cool. I like it.
I really need to get back into Elite. Yeah. Are you using a mouse and keyboard or controller? Or
no, I've got the old Thrustmaster HOTAS.
I've got this SciTech one,
yeah,
which I love, but I need to fix my desk before I play it again, otherwise I'll screw my elbows up again.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I've been that into the community goal this week. When I've been getting home from work, I've not even played PUBG. I've just been doing the community.
My word.
So,
God, hell just froze over.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we've got all the heat.
Yeah, probably.
It's escaping from hell and frying us because it froze over down there and the heat rises. What? And let's see. So that's all you've been doing is just the...
Yeah, just sat on the Destiny 2 beta, which we'll talk about. In a bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about here in a minute. Yep. So, Dan, you finished the game from hell?
Yes, I did. Agatha Christie, the ABC Murders. There could be a good game in there, but it's just... Oh, the voice acting is terrible. And some of the puzzles are just really, really infuriating. It's just... Oh, don't play it. Honestly, do not ever play it. It's just... And the only way I could complete it in the end was by having Star Trek on and the game muted. So I was paying attention to what was happening in Star Trek and not paying attention to the game. It's horrific.
Good to know, because I was actually interested in that one, so I will be skipping it.
Yeah, it's just... one of the voice actors is fine, but it sounds like the rest of them were all just random people that worked at the studio that had never been in front of a microphone before. So,
did it sound forced?
No, just crap. Just really, really crap.
Just crap. Whatever.
Yeah, it was just absolutely horrible. And some of the puzzles are just ridiculous. I'm never playing another game from this company ever again. I don't even know what the company is, but sod them. Yeah, it's but I've played some good things as well. I thought it would be about time that I tried the original Destiny, so I played a bit of that.
And
it was kind of fun. I guess everyone kind of knows about that game now. What with
have you not played the sequel coming out soon?
Was that your first time playing? Like, totally first time?
Yeah, totally first time.
Right. Was that on the PS4?
Yeah. I don't have anything else I can play it on at the moment. Yeah, it was all right. The aiming was a bit... not off, but too easy. Too easy to get headshots, so I'd much rather have the skill of a mouse and keyboard.
Controllers usually have a little bit of aim assist, don't they?
Yeah, I don't like that.
God.
Yeah, I mean, it looks all right. It sounded all right. Obviously, they patched out Dinklebot on the demo, so that was a bit of a shame. I would have liked to have heard that, but I can always go back to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think I'm going to get it. I'll probably get Destiny 2. But
Was it free for a weekend or something?
It was just
the demo.
Just the demo,
right? Okay. Yeah, because me and Nicole sunk loads of hours into this, haven't we, on the PS4? I'm the Xbox.
PS4 and Xbox version. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
if you ever get a free copy and want to play, I'll play.
Okay. next up is a free game on Steam, actually. Jotun, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's Viking. It's
Viking one, isn't it? Yeah, I got this in the Humble Bundle ages ago. I've not played it yet. It looks quite cool.
It's pretty cool. It's isometric, third person, some kind of an RPG, hack and slash game, you play this this warrior, and she's not being allowed into the gates of Valhalla because she died ingloriously, and you've got to complete different trials, and it goes into a lot of Norse mythology, and yeah, it's pretty cool. It was definitely worth the asking price of free.
Yeah, was it free just for a short period of time, then, or is it free?
Yeah, it was free until last weekend, until Monday on Steam.
Yeah, I heard you guys mention it on the Gamesman.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't got too far into it, so I don't know how deep into the Norse mythology it goes into.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It goes really well with the Myths and Legends podcast I've been listening to recently, which is well worth a listen.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then the last game is the one that we're not talking about just yet. So
nope.
We'll so what have you been playing,
just,
Nicole?
Just 2 minutes. Yeah. I actually opened up the Rainbow Six Siege because we'll be playing that tomorrow as a community game. So I thought I would test a few of my skills and see how rusty I was. I did manage to flashbang myself about 2 or 3 times. So that's still in check. It still works. I can still flashbang myself. But I did amaze my children because I was shooting dudes, getting headshots through walled up doors and stuff. And they're like, how did you do that? Like, I even saved a clip because I was like, just 2 shots, throw a plant, dead, guy was gone. And the other guy, I got through the door. And it was like 2 shots, boom and boom, and both guys dead headshots. And my kids were like, how did you do that? And I was like, oh, you know, mom was awesome. What can I say?
When you say you saved a clip, in reality, you've saved dozens of clips, because my activity feed on the Xbox was packed full of your clips yesterday.
Is it?
A lot of them were Destiny ones.
Yeah, I was like, because I wanted to save them for you for the show, but can't do it.
Well, I could have done if I'd have known, because I could have copied them to YouTube, but yeah, no, I didn't.
They won't let you.
Well, I can do it. That was the way of doing it, xboxdvr.com.
Yeah, I couldn't send them to you, and I couldn't save them for myself. It was like, I basically got a virtual middle finger. It was like, nope, sorry, that's not working right now. Nope, sorry, not for that one. But it worked for it worked for the other stuff. It worked for the Siege stuff. It worked for Halo. It worked for anything else I wanted to play. Even my son was playing something, and we saved a clip, and it worked fine, but not for the beta. And I was like, all right, we'll have to figure that out. But I was saving stuff for you to be able to stream for today.
Yeah.
And then, I'm old and decrepit and
talking of streaming, I'm going to stream our Rainbow Six Siege gameplay tomorrow on the podcast channel. So our shenanigans of you shouting at me for walking ahead will be all live tomorrow.
Yay! There'll be me cussing, that's for sure. A lot of that. So if you have, genteel ears, sorry, sucks to be you. No.
I mean, it's just fine as long as there aren't any nipples of either gender.
Whoa. I'm sorry. No nipples. None.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark. No nipples.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm never going to live that down, am I? I once put my hairy nipple in the WhatsApp chat.
No. Okay, I just flashback. And I had thought that was gone. Yeah. Like buried deep.
Right? Never gone. You can never unsee that now.
No.
Ever. I can't unimagine it, which is worse.
I can show you if you want.
Oh, okay. Let's clear this air up with some Destiny 2 beta. Yeah. So, first thing I want to know is, how long did it take you guys to download this shit? Because it's a really teeny beta.
Yeah.
And it took forever.
It took about 10-15 minutes for me.
Yeah, about
really?
Yeah, but I've got 220 meg download.
Well, see, I've got fiber optic, but I think I hit it right, because I hit it right at noon for me, which is right when it came up.
Ah, right, yeah.
And I'm thinking it was me and everybody else. It took like 4 hours for all of it to come to download.
Whoa.
Part of it was because I wasn't watching what I was doing and the Xbox turned off, but whatever. And then you did this on the PC, Dan?
No, the PC beta isn't out yet. So I did it on the PS4.
Okay, so you did PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't take that long at all. The reflections were really quite nice in the puddles. I kept getting, my eye kept getting caught by the reflections. I was like, oh, that's nice.
It is a pretty game.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't notice any screen tearing or slowdown. It sounded great. I had it through these kind of like monitor speakers that I've got. I really must write the review about at some point. So, yeah, it sounded excellent. Really rich bass, you know, good mid-range. I'm going to end up getting it, I think.
That's good.
But I didn't. I only basically played the intro. I'm saving the multiplayer for tomorrow with Gary. I'm going to play a bit tomorrow.
I did it all.
Yeah?
How long did it take you to do the campaign?
I wasn't timing. It didn't take long at all.
Yeah.
It felt like 10 minutes.
Exactly. Mark, how long do you think it took you?
Yeah, about 10 minutes. I remember the alpha and the beta in the original Destiny, when that first came out, that was a huge game player, because you could go back and do the, what was it called now? I can't remember what we've called it. You know, when you went back to the planet, you used to do just like missions.
Mm-hmm.
Patrols, that were it. You could do patrols. Well, you could do that on the first one, I'm sure you could, but you can't on this one, yeah. So I was a little disappointed with the length of it, but I suppose they can't show you too much, can they? But for me, it was just like Destiny 1. There was not much difference. The new abilities, the supercharge for the Titan, I like that. That's really cool. The original one where it does a smash, doesn't it? The supernova type thing. But this one now, it reminds me of Captain America now, because when you press your supercharge buttons, it's got like a purple shield, and you just go up to the enemies, you can one hit them and they just disintegrate. And it lasts quite a while. I think I managed to hit about 6 enemies at one time with one supercharge. So that was quite cool. But apart from that, it felt just like the original Destiny, which is not a bad thing. But I was hoping it was going to be a little bit different. And I haven't played a multiplayer yet, but I have seen a lot of Twitch streams on it, and the multiplayer looks exactly like Destiny 1. I can't see any difference between the two on multiplayer. Whether it plays different, you'll better tell me, because you've done it. So,
well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm. There was just one thing what I couldn't understand. You know your icons on your bottom left of your HUD? You've got your grenade icon, and then your melee icon, and then there's another one next to it, which is like always lit purple. Do you know what that was for? Because I couldn't figure out what that was for.
I read an article, because I had to go, because it ticked me off that I couldn't be a girl unless I was the damn hunter.
Right.
So I had to go, and I was looking for information, and there was Eurogamer, I think, had an article. I'm going to look real quick because I still have all this crap still up. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it was Eurogamer had a thing where they were trying to explain how you get it's two different paths you can take, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it did the 4 things this way or 4 things this way.
Yeah.
And that was it, but there was only the one difference, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Cuz I mean, this article goes on forever, like I'm still scrolling.
But I think graphically you can tell they haven't had to make it for the 360 and PS3 this time, cuz it does look slightly better than Destiny 1. They have improved it and the frame rate, yeah.
Yeah, it does look prettier, more natural, I guess, because there's some parts in there where I was like, whoa, that almost looked real.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what it looks like on the PC.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, and it,
took me the 10 or 15 minutes to play, too, just like you guys. It was unbelievably short for a solo campaign. And then you're saving your multiplayer, Dan. And, Mark, you said you did a little?
No, I've not played any. I've seen it on streams, but... I was never a big PvP player on Destiny anyway.
I don't blame you.
So the multiplayer doesn't really interest me. So I never played it.
It's both of them are Crucible. And if you are looking at the screen, the one on the left is low impact. I have no idea why, because it didn't feel low impact when you were getting shot. And the other one was high. So either, like, one was a little more intense of a Crucible action kind of thing versus the other. The one that's on the left was basically capture the point. Because it wasn't capture the flag, because the flag stayed there.
Yeah.
But everybody starts on either A or C, and then you go back and forth capturing whatever. And it was, you know, pretty eh. I did not try the other one because I was so frustrated with the first one because these guys are over here whipping my butt. And it was like I would get my supercharge out. I was a hunter. So, Mark, you were a Titan?
Yeah, I played as a Titan
And Dan, what did you play?
I played as a hunter.
You also played as a hunter?
Yeah.
Is a hunter still got the golden gun or is it different now?
Yes and no. The golden gun per se is gone. You can be a gunslinger. That is one of the choices.
Right.
And the other one has, the other one is the one I like. It's some ninja warrior stick. My kids are like, oh my God, you're a freaking ninja. Yes, I am. Cause you whip out this stick and you're like swinging it around. You look like Morgan.
Yeah.
From The Walking Dead, just wiping out everybody and everything in your path. And it's effective to a point. It's effective as long as they're, you know, especially if you're being surrounded by a bunch of jerks, totally effective. If you're going to go after a big guy, you have to depend on anything that's in your arsenal. You cannot depend on that stick. So
I might have to give that a go. Sounds awesome.
I liked it. I really did. I loved how the whole game actually felt like, you know, you were putting on a nice pair of gloves that you've already worn and were comfortable in. I loved that it was beautifully done and a lot more more updated visually. It was beautiful. And other than that, I don't know if my kids are like, please buy it now. And I'm like, do I really need to rush out and buy it?
No.
But
no, pre-orders are bad.
I don't know, though.
As much as I loved the first Destiny, I'm not 100% sure if I want to get this day one, because it reminded me too much of the original. There's not that much difference for me.
Yeah.
But, having said that, once it's out, the full game's out, and I hear people raving about it, and if the campaign takes a certain branch and it's really good, and I'll probably end up getting it, knowing me. But
you mean, if the campaign has some sort of story to it, and like
a better story, it got a lot of criticism in the first game, didn't it, for the story?
Mm-hmm.
And it had so much potential.
I don't know the whole story either, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna reserve a judgment on this one, I think. I'm sure Womble will be telling us how fantastic it is and that, so he'll probably talk me into getting it anyway. I know he's done a podcast with Gary this week, the Respawn Kings, because he asked me to be on, but it was a bit too late for me. But I know they talked a lot of Destiny then, so I need to listen to that. So that's the beta.
Yep. Kim, are you going to be getting or thinking about getting, or you're...
I'll think about it, but I'm kind of like Mark. I kind of want to hold out and see what everybody else says about it, because I like Destiny when it first came out, but after a while, I don't know, maybe I'm just not much of a raid person, but I don't know, after a while the raids kind of got to be a grind, and I just, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of games that are grinds. They're supposed to be fun. It's a game. Games are fun.
Yeah.
If I have to work, you can piss off.
Yeah. The, as what people like to call it now, the RNG gods, the randomization of the loot you used to get in the original Destiny, that was really frustrating. You're trying to get your light level up. You spend hours doing this raid with five other of your friends because you couldn't matchmake. And then you just got a pesky frigging helmet you've already got. But what I do like about Destiny 2 is you can matchmake with raids now. They are letting you matchmake. So if there's only three of you, you can get three randoms and you can do a raid. Whereas before, you had to have friends for raids and the strikes and the nightfalls. So that's one good thing, I think. Yeah, you would have had... Were you not playing the first one, Dan? You'll have missed all this. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue. The only thing that comes close to me is playing Guild Wars 2 and trying to get my legendary. That was a hell of a grind. And RNGesus was a thing with that as well.
I will warn you guys, nothing's really changed as far as that goes. When I played last night, I played with Mike Brashler.
Yeah.
And with Danny Xanax. And I got the same gun three times. a legendary armor piece for my chest, but it was just, it was all the same, everything, just it looked different. That was it. Yeah. I looked like I was carrying C4 packs on one of them. One was different colors. I mean, but they all pretty much had the same information on them.
I can't imagine they're going to put that much into the beta, though, loot-wise. They're going to save the best tool.
I was hoping that, I don't know, they would give you a small taste, but just to get the same gun three times in a row that I already picked up, you know, in game once.
Oh, I'll tell you what was a real cool thing I found in the campaign part of the beta. When you start off, the tower has been sort of like battered with missiles from the Cabal who want to take the Traveller. So you work your way through, and then when you get to the actual tower bit itself, which was in Destiny 1, where it was a communal bit, wasn't it? Like, what's the word for it? Like, in an MMO, you've got everyone in one area. You could see all of the random other people. Well, when I got to that bit, you could see what it was, but it were all destroyed and battered. And there were other different people there, random people, battling as well against the enemies, which was cool. And then as you carried on, you were solo again. So it kept that community aspect of that area. So I thought that was quite a neat thing.
When you were playing.
Yeah, I thought that was quite neat because I'm thinking, I didn't know I had anyone in on my fire team because there was like three other players. And then when I got past that bit, they were gone again. So I thought that was quite neat, that.
Yeah, that's I noticed that as well. I thought that was pretty cool. It reminded me of, again, Guild Wars 2 with the events that go on where the whole server just piles in on one boss. That was cool.
In the original Destiny, that's where you used to go to get all your missions and cash in all your rewards, and that's where your vault was. So I don't know whether they're going to do that now. There's going to be obviously a new location. But another thing I like about Destiny 2 is you don't always have to go into orbit now to launch missions. I didn't try it in the beta, but that's what I've heard for the full game. So that's another plus. That was a pain in the ass, wasn't it, going into orbit every time you wanted to do anything?
Yeah. Although, if you needed to get up and go get a drink, it was kind of handy for that. But, you know.
All right. I guess that's it for the beta. I think we've dissected it enough.
Yeah, we gave it quite a bit of coverage, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, more than I thought we would. But it's good because, you know, I wish we need to find someone who played as a...
Warlock.
I can't even think it was... Yes, Warlock. You get their 2 bits. Or 2 cents, or two of something.
Pence.
2 pence. Nickel. Yes. 2 nickels. So I have only one news story.
Yeah, it's a slow news week again.
Yeah, I know. It's been like really, really crap news. This one is short but sweet. So if you want to do your little news jingle, you can.
Here is the fucking news.
I love that.
Yes.
I'm serious. I really love that. I know that guy got fired after that, but still. So they've announced Deadpool for a Marvel VR game. Virtual reality Deadpool.
Well, that could be fun.
I know. I'm thinking it will be. And honestly, I could totally see Robin playing this game.
Yeah. Well, he played the other Deadpool game on the Xbox One, didn't he? And he really enjoyed it.
Yep. So if you ever wanted to play as Deadpool in first person, you'll be able to do that. This is where you're going to get your chance.
So when you say VR, is that PC VR or is it PS4 VR?
It just says Marvel Powers United VR.
Might be both of them.
So it might be, yeah. They put out a trailer, so there's a little small trailer out there somewhere. It shows Deadpool doing all sorts of Deadpool-y things. So if you want, you know how he is. Slicing enemies with swords, shouting out profanities.
Eating chimichangas.
You know what? I'm telling you, this is probably why I identify with him so much. It's the profanities. But you'll get even the little pows and headshot and all that in comic book text when you're playing. So it's like being in a comic book. So it seems like it would be kind of fun. They said it's coming exclusively for the Rift. Oculus
Rift. Oculus Rift, yeah.
Yep. And that you will be able to see it sometime in 2018.
Mm.
So that's our big news. I know. Summer just really sucks for news.
I was going to put a bit of video up for it, but it's playing it up there and it's taking ages. Oh, here we go.
Well, there's also season 2 of The Wolf Among Us. That was announced.
Finally.
Oh, Kim, yes. I know really Kim good. Was like all kinds of goo-goo gaga over that was season 2 of Wolf Among Us was coming out.
Yeah, I'll be getting that. I can't wait.
Oh, I might have cried just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but, hearing Deadpool curse is way more fun.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Well, my beautiful children, it is that time. We have a quiz.
Woohoo!
And
this is a quiz that was actually sent on July 8th from Jason Johnson. And Greg forwarded it to me because, for whatever reason, my email hates Jason. And it takes forever. Like, he sent me something in the morning and I didn't get it until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was already in panic mode. Well, today I didn't get it at all, so I'm like, okay, fine. Apparently my mail hates Jason, which is sad because we love him.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've got a special treat for Fraser. His jingle, what he sent me, I've changed it slightly, so are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Righty.
Nice.
You guys are going to love this.
Oh, God.
Two questions from hell.
We're not Nintendo ones again, are we? It does it on purpose.
Two questions from hell.
What temperature is it in Alabama?
Toasty.
109. So, get ready for your 109 degree question. Everybody's got their little fingers at the ready?
Yep.
All right. In the Pokemon video games, what Pokemon does Pikachu evolve into?
We've had that. We've done this.
That was last week.
No, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Or the week before.
He said you guys didn't do it. No.
Yeah, we did. So it turns into a Raichu or something.
A what?
Rat. Well, I don't know. Begins with an R.
I think he sneezed.
He sneezed. Bless you.
He sneezed. What was that?
Let's see, if it says 8th of July, we'll have done this one.
Well, he said you guys didn't do it for some reason. I don't remember what.
Oh, well, we'll do it again, and I'll get extra points.
Yeah.
You can do it again and get extra points?
Yeah. So I got 2 last week. Okay.
You can have A, P2, B, Peekaboo, C, Raichu, or D, Mao. Like a shoe. All right, answers up. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, it's like Mark.
Give me your answers now, please.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I might have to show on it's just 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Woo! I'm gonna have to come up with my own damn questions for y'all. And number 2, Legacy of the Wizard was released for the NES in the US in 1989. What was the original title in Japan? Final Fantasy Side Story, Chronicles of Mystara 3, Dragon Quest 4, Crystal Warriors, or Dragon Quest or Dragon Slayer 4. Was that Drazzle Family? Not even English. So, U.S. game title. Oh, U.S. game title was Legacy of Wizard. What was it in Japan? A, Final Fantasy Side Story. B, Chronicles of Mystara 3. C, Dragon Quest 4 Crystal Warriors, or D, Dragon Slayer 4 Drazzle Family. Not even English. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Give me your answers now, please.
I really like that.
It puts us on the spot as well, doesn't it?
A little bit.
A little bit. So, let's see. I have 3 different answers. And of the 3 different answers, the one I would expect to get it right, got it right. So, who do we think that is?
Ah, gee, let me guess.
I don't know. Did I remember this wrong?
Start with a Mark or a Kim. So, it must start with a Dan. Yes, it was D, Dragon Slayer, for
bollocks,
whatever
family. Bollocks, I thought it was Final Fantasy.
Well.
I got this wrong last time.
Well, you should have learned. You're listening.
I can't remember.
I got one right. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm beating
right,
Gary.
I'll ask you guys one on my own that's Pokemon related.
Oh, crap.
Oh, boy.
Just to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
So, what is the new legendary Pokemon to be added to Pokemon Go? Is it A, Articuno, B, Bordicuno, C, Justcuno, or D, Dinocuno?
Come to Kuno.
I don't know, Kuno. That's what I'm going with.
What are the options again?
Articuno, Articuno, Kuno, or Dino Kuno.
Or E, who gives a shit?
Ay, ay, ay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give me your answers now, please.
I've got a clue. I stopped playing Pokemon Go about 3 weeks after it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, you lasted longer than I did.
So, Kim and Dan have points.
Oh, no!
Mark has a big old goose egg. Yay! Yep, it is. Legendary Pokemon Articuno will be added to Pokemon Go. And there's a video available if you guys would like to watch it.
No, I'll get right on that.
See, that way it's a little more fair of a quiz, because there was one y'all nobody had any previous information about. So, you guys will have, I still have to do the points and get them to the boss. Oopsie. All right, Kim, we are ready to go with our lovely new releases. If you would take that beautiful voice of yours and share with the world.
Sure. I'll scroll right up here and get on that. The new releases for July 22nd through July 28th are Avon Colony for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on July 25th. Cyber Complex for the Xbox One, also on the 25th. Fable Fortune for the Xbox One and PC on the 25th. Fate Extella the Umbral Star for the Switch on the 25th. Fortnite Paid Early Early Access for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 25th. Grid Retro Enhanced for the Xbox One on the 25th. Infinite Mini Golf. I know, right? And yet I figured I'd bungle that one, but no, I have a bungled Access. Go figure. Infinite Mini Golf for the PS4, the X1, and the Switch on the 25th. Pyre for PS4 and the PC on the 25th. Danganronpa, another episode, Ultra Despair Girls for the PC on the 27th. Miitopia for the 3DS on the 28th. Hey Pikmin for the 3DS, also on the 28th. And that is your new releases for the 22nd through the 28th.
That Grid Retro Enhanced, it's nothing to do with the Grid racing games, is it? Because that might be quite
not
cool.
I can Google while you do while Dan does the monthly freebies.
Oh, well, according to Batch in the chat, it's not the Grid game from Codemasters.
All right. Before anyone mixes it up, sorry, I've just mixed it up.
I got Batch.
Okay, well, you're... Monthly freebies, starting with Games with Gold for July on the Xbox One. You have Grow Up, which is available from the 1st to the 30th on Xbox One, and Runbo, which is from the 16th of August. July 16th to August on the Xbox One. And on 360, Kane and Lynch 2, that's available now until the 15th. And Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, coming out in the second half of the month. On PS Plus, you have Until Dawn. For the PS4, Game of Thrones, for the PS4, Tokyo Jungle, Darkstalkers Resurrection, both on the PS3, Elemental for the PS Vita, and Don't Die, Mr. Robot, which is a cross-buy between PS Vita and PS4.
Still need to try Until
Don't
Dawn.
Don't Die, Mr. Robot just kills me.
Right, every time.
Yeah, and I did download the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. So I own it, and my kids are like, is that the one we played on the 360? And I'm like, hey, like, oh my God, it's so cool. So they're like totally excited about that. It was just a fun game. I'm sorry. I'll talk about it all day long. That one was probably one of my favorite Legos. Mostly because Captain Jack actually, as a Lego, was just like, Captain Jack.
If you didn't touch the controller for a while, it's like staggering around as if he's drunk on rum.
Yes!
And you used to find rum bottles, didn't you, as one of the collectibles. And I loved that game. Really enjoyed that game.
Me too. Yeah. I'm going to talk about some playdates that we have coming up before we start doing our VA stuff. We have the Sundays 7 p.m. in the UK and 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific for the Golf Club 2 challenges on Xbox One. So make sure that you have the real Defoe on your friends list. He doesn't really have to be a friend. But no, I'm just kidding.
No, that's for the golf club.
I know. And then Marcanix and myself will be playing a little Rainbow Six Siege. So if you want to get in on that action, we will be doing that on Sunday, which is tomorrow. We touted about it last week. We will be playing same time, really, right? No. Yeah, same time. 7 p.m. UK. And it's 1 p.m. for me, dear. Nice try, though.
I know.
2 p.m. Central.
It went wrong.
2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific. So, once Mark is done updating the central time zone for those of us who are the monkeys in the middle, the cream in the center, whatever you want to call us. We're the good stuff. We're the good stuff. Hello. We're central. Would you like to do our Year of Living Gamejurously and Yolg and VA Victory Achieve stuff, Mark?
Yeah, just right quickly on the playdate thing, the Golf Club 2, the challenges are still ongoing. I haven't had an update from Gary. I did leave it a bit late requesting it, but I haven't actually had a chance to get on the Xbox myself to have a look, so apologies for that. So we'll do the updates for that next week. But yeah, the Victories Achieved and Year of Living Game Justly, this is our quarterly competition. When you finish a game, you take a selfie with the credits rolling in the background, preferably of your face. No other body parts, please. And then you tweet that to @OC_podcast for entry into a prize draw where you can win $20 worth of gaming credit of your choice, or £15. Along with that, Robin's created the Year of Living Gamejustly, so if you've got your Yolg list, if you hashtag the Yolg in as well as hashtag Victory Achieved, it'll knock that off your Yolg list as well. So people who have finished games this week, it's not as long a list as what we have the previous 2 weeks, and you'll be glad to know Robin probably taking back over this in the next couple of days. He's landed back in the United Kingdom today. He's now recovering from the time zone jet lag.
Oh my god, he'll be recovering for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. We've got Gunslinger X 1983 finished Dishonored, and that was on his Yolg. Hutch DBL finished Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, that was on his Yolg. Hardly Dan finished the painful Agatha Christie The ABC Murders, and that was on his Yolg list. Mr. Miyagi 1984 finished Tesla Effect, a Tex Murphy adventure, which is a really old retro game. I think he finished one last week, didn't he? So that wasn't on his Yolg. And finally, Caliburn M finished The Novelist, and that was on his Yolg list. So all them people get this special sound clip.
You all have a Victories Achieved! Victories Achieved! You have one! Victories Achieved!
And I'm sure Greg's...
You realise that not having news really cuts down on our time.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody's playing any games, and this is a gaming podcast, but none of us have time in the summer to play games, and nobody has time to do news in the summer. So I find it very, very funny that we have, like, very little. I will ask, though, did anybody get to see the Comic-Con Walking Dead Season 8 teaser trailer?
No, I've heard someone mention it. I think it was Rich put it in our WhatsApp group. I've not seen it yet. Is it good?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It is very interesting. There's a little time hop in there. Okay, there's a major time hop in there.
Right.
That shows up at the very end that we're still, you know, trying to figure out if it's a dream sequence or actual time hop. There's rumors that this is probably the season the Whisperers will come in.
The what?
So if you the Whisperers. So if you read the comics,
not read.
There is a group of people that go around walking in the skins of the zombies.
Kind of like Ed Gein.
A little bit.
They wear zombie capes.
Well, yeah, that's what Glenn and some of the other guys were doing in the LA series, wasn't it? But they didn't put the skin on, they just covered themselves in the guts and blood.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about the same difference.
Yeah.
Only not.
Yeah, having a zombie coat is slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can
you get one from Primark? Have a nice and trendy.
So, I think going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm just showing it on the stream now, the trailer. So, yeah, it's got King Ezekiel in there. Oh,
yes.
I want to know what happened to the tiger. Is it Shiva?
Man, I love that tiger.
Yeah. That finale of that last season, that was awesome. Especially with Sasha, what Sasha did.
We're not going to discuss that.
No.
There were lots of tears shed by myself.
Yeah.
because that was just an intense. And the very last few episodes just were like, every single emotion that could be brought out was brought out of me on those.
It was a bit of a funny season, really, wasn't it? Because it started off so dramatic with that opening episode with Negan. And then it tapered off a little bit, and then it slowly picked up again, I think. So,
yeah, I'm expecting season 8 to be like season 4. Season 4 was nothing but tension.
Yeah.
And you watched every episode on the edge of your seat, ready for something, the next bad thing to happen. And I am pretty darn sure season 8 is going to mimic season 4 in that tense feeling.
Yeah.
I will definitely need a lot of therapy after with The Talking Dead.
Yeah. Season 8 got a release date.
October 22nd.
Right.
So, yep. I'm looking forward to it, but nervous all at the same time because I know reading the comic books that, you know, certain characters aren't going to last forever.
Well, you can't really go by the comic books, neither can you, because, like, Daryl isn't even in the comic books, is he?
Mm-mm.
So, but I've not read them, so it's not, I don't know.
No, but they have character, like, Daryl is actually a combination of, like, three other characters.
Right.
It's that kind of thing. The comic books, though, for the most part, they do the first episode with Negan actually was one whole comic book.
Right.
So one episode technically equaled a comic book.
Yeah.
Or a graphic novel. Sorry, graphic. If we're going to be technical.
Mm. So the trailer's pretty decent. I've got it on now, and I can't stop watching.
You're like out here watching, aren't you?
Ooh, there's Shiva.
You're like, and it's long too. It's a good 8 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It's like crazy long. Dan, would you like to give a shout out to our little shatters while Mark is watching the trailer?
Yeah, go on then. Okay, in Twitch, which is all I've got up because I completely forgot about checking in the others, we have Batch Gaming TV. Hi, Lee. Thanks for checking us out. Baron Von Glover, I really need to move this onto my other screen so I can read it because the text is too small.
As long as your screen doesn't go off this time. Did you fix that?
Yeah. Lord _ Mayrus, Mart 3-1, and our CGC. So thank you very much for
that's our
watching us live.
Alrighty, good deal. So I guess we are going to close it out. I'm going to let Mark read the closing notes. You know, I did such a bang up job last time.
If you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We are also on Mixer, which is mixer.com/OC podcast. And we're on YouTube, just search for Overseas Connection. We broadcast at 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, and that'll be 5 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
Browning points. Email the show podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us on the Twitters @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group, which is fb.ocpod.com. And we love iTunes reviews, Stitcher reviews, YouTube reviews, anything what you can review us on, we'd love a review. Thank you very much. We have clubs on everything going. We have the club on Xbox One. We have the OC Podcast community on PS4. The OC Podcast group on Steam. And we have our server on Discord, which is discord.ocpod.com, which is growing in popularity, mainly thanks to PUBG. But, yeah, we have got a lot of people on there now chatting away.
Yes, we do.
I've had to create a second PUBG chat group. So when it's full, we've got an overflow. Yeah, it's going really well. I'm really happy with that. It's a bit of a two fingers to Fraser and Greg when they were criticising it when I set it up. And then that's it for the closing notes. So it's on to shout outs.
Yay! We'll let you just continue on, and you can give your shout-outs and then send it on to somebody else.
Yeah, so you can get me on Twitter, Xbox, PSN, like I said earlier, at Marcanics on Twitter and Marcanics on everything else. I've got a blog for the Yolg, but I haven't updated it in forever, which is Marcanics.com. And I want to shout out Dan for joining us at such short notice, and apologies for last week for the mix-up, but I hope we've made up for it by getting you on this week.
Oh, yes.
I want to shout out Game of Thrones, because that opening episode last week, I loved it, and I can't wait for the other one tomorrow. And Uncle Greggles... and to Cindy, his wife, because it's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Cindy. Yep. And happy birthday for yesterday, Kim, was it yesterday?
Yep.
Getting mixed up. And also to Colin, Greg and Cindy's son, hope he gets better soon because he's come down with a bit of a book. That's me, so over to Kim.
Alrighty, that's me. I'm at GamerGirl27, Twitter, Xbox, Steam, you know, that's pretty much wherever I am. And Facebook, you can find me there too as well. I want to give a shout out to Dan. We finally got you on here. I promised you we would. So see, you know, and you know, so thanks for showing up. You guys, as always, it's always fun to come and hang out, even if it's 1,000 degrees outside, you know, and I didn't melt. So, you know, no wicked witch for me. I'm melting. Anyway, you know, and our shatters, you know, you're the reason we do this. So, thanks for coming along for the ride and, yeah, I guess that's I'm trying to think. Oh, and Mother Nature. I want to shout out Mother Nature. You can shut off the blast furnace now. We're good. If you've made your point, whatever the hell it was. Maybe it's her period or something, or, I don't know, menopause. Maybe she's having a bad week. I don't know, but you've proven your point. Shut them off. And, yeah, right. And happy birthday, Cindy. So, you know, fellow July birthday person. So, yeah. How about you, Dan?
Yeah, well, I am Hardly Dan pretty much everywhere. That's Xbox, PSN, Steam, Twitter. Just if you put Hardly Dan in, it's probably me. Thanks to you guys for having me. It's been a blast. And I'm going to shamelessly promote my podcast.
Yeah,
if you go and check out thegamesman.com, we do a podcast every week. We stream stuff. We have a Discord as well, so come and join that. And... yeah, thanks again for having me on, guys. Much appreciated.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. Very welcome. All right. So, yes, like everybody said, thank you to our shatters. I see Martin has joined us, one of our regulars. And a birthday wishes to Kim, even though I probably hit up every single outlet.
Thank you.
Happy birthday everywhere. Should have texted you, too. Darn it.
Right?
I should have. And a happy birthday to Cindy. Poor Greg. He was like, I don't want to be a dick on my wife's birthday. I'm like, yeah, I'll host again. I didn't get fired. So, yeah, I'll do it. But I do appreciate you guys coming out here and supporting the podcast and supporting me as I try and, you know, not go down too many flames as I crash land this thing. So thank you guys, and that's it. We're out of here. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.